Welcome to the Goddess Power Show with Elizabeth Ann Atkins, the podcast for women exploring traditionally taboo topics as a portal to your power to live bigger, better, and bolder and manifest your heart's wildest desires.
Have you ever thought about doing mission work, traveling the world to spread a positive, powerful message? Well, I want you to meet Kelsey Hastings. She is doing exactly that. So welcome, Kelsey.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, mission work has been really part of my heart for like the last 20 years or so. My most recent trip was to Tanzania, where we did medical missions work. And our team hooked up with Joyce Meyer's team out there. And we ended up serving about 2,500 people in 5 days. And we did anything from dental work to nursing to labs to I did wound care. It was pretty amazing, all the work that we did out there.
So you're a nurse by trade, so you were able to apply your professional expertise to help people. And when you say wound care, was it people who were just already wounded? And I mean, what capacity did that occur?
Oh, it was, so from a wound care standpoint, it was anything from, I mean, we had a young boy who had some physical disabilities and he had fallen into a vat of porridge. And so he had some severe burns that hadn't been treated correctly. So we ended up debriding his wound and taking care of those types of things. But other types of injuries were motorcycle accidents. We had one gentleman, he had diabetes and he had some diabetic ulcers that we had to take care of. And it was very, very interesting because we were able to teach them how to take care of their conditions. But the other really cool thing was is that we were able to teach the physicians there how to take care of patients in a more sanitary and effective way. And so it was really, we were learning from each other.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so tell me why you do this.
Why did I do it? Oh, well, I mean, it's going to sound weird to people, but my pastor a number of years ago told me, you know, go away and pray about what God's purpose is for you. And so I ended up reading the book of John and the book of Acts, and on my heart it was just go on missions trip. So after that, I ended up spending 3 years in Russia and Ukraine and teaching over there in a seminary and helping to start a church over there, and then just various work in various places. And so my husband and I, we do these trips together now. We've been to India, we've been to Africa, you know, I don't know, we've been to pretty much a lot of places. And so he does building and I do medical work.
Wow, so Kevin is here and we are at the Socialite Detroit holiday party. It's phenomenal. And I get to meet fascinating people like Kelsey. And what an awesome thing to do with your husband. So tell us, how many trips have you done?
I personally have done probably 7 trips. With my husband, we've done 2. So, and then we're planning to go to Africa next year.
Okay, what country?
We're going to go to Africa. Oh, sorry. Either Kenya or Tanzania is our plan.
And you are connected through Joyce Meyer's Ministries?
We go with our church, which is out in Novi area. We're with Brightmore. So, yeah.
Well, you can tell people at this party are having a good time, so I hope you can hear us.
The Goddess Power Show with Elizabeth Ann Atkins is sponsored by Two Sisters Writing and Publishing, celebrating and showcasing diverse writers with memoirs, business books, novels, erotic fiction, and monthly writing contests, whose winners get published in international anthologies. Read all about it, along with best-selling books, short stories, and the blog at twosisterswriting.com. You can even apply to publish your book on the Two Sisters Writing and Publishing global platform. Writing is power. Activate it with the power of your pen. Thank you, sponsors, for supporting the Goddess Power Show with Elizabeth Ann Atkins.
Okay, what's your advice to anybody, Kelsey, who wants to get involved in mission work?
Well, mission trips can be either short-term or long-term. And so if you have it on your heart to go to another country to do that, that's great. You should just go with it. Don't let obstacles get in your way. But so many times, missions at home is really a great place to start, whether it's going on doing some evangelism, or not even evangelism. It might just be going to a soup kitchen or helping at a youth organization. There's all sorts of ways that you can get involved. But if you've got it on your heart, do it. It will be the best thing that you do.
I love it. I love it. So if someone is a part of a faith community, chances are there is a mission opportunity there.
Yes, there definitely is the opportunity if you're with the church. And if not, there's plenty of churches that go ahead and do that. But there's also non-religious ones. My very first missions trip was to Honduras. And that was with an organization called Cape Cares, which was on Cape Cod. But they're part of a bigger organization called AmeriCares. And so if you just even Google a missions trip, you know, you can go anytime.
Is there any risk in doing this?
There's always risk, but, you know, you just get your shots and be aware and don't do anything foolish and leave your jewelry at home.
All right. So how do you feel about your upcoming trip?
Oh, I'm excited about it. I love going. So it's always fun to go with my husband because then he gets to go do his thing and I get to go do my thing and we come together at the end of the day and you just get to share stories. And so when we went to India, a couple of years ago and he was building some tables and an area for children in the school. And the children would just watch them, and it'd be like, they would be so fascinated. And you know, the children just touched his heart so much. And so it really helps to open up your heart to other people. And it's just fun to do as a couple.
That is so beautiful. Well, Belinda, Kelsey, I am so grateful that you're able to share this inspiring message. And I hope it inspires some of you to consider mission work. And again, you don't have to be in a church. You could do a non-denominational or non-religious mission. That's very important. So go for it. Enjoy that. And Kelsey, any final words?
No, I just thank you for the opportunity to talk about missions because it really is a wonderful thing to do.
Well, thank you so much. And I wish you the best on your next trip to Africa. And all of you, I hope you found something inspiring from Kelsey. And I wish you the best in success in everything. Please visit the Goddess Power Show with Elizabeth Ann Atkins on YouTube, where you can watch these interviews and many others, and also thegoddesspowershow.com, where you can listen to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. So I wish you the best, and remember, you have the power to live your best life.
So, is the Goddess Power Show with Elizabeth Ann Atkins inspiring you to live bigger, better, and bolder, and manifest your heart's desires? Then please subscribe, rate, review, and share the podcast to help more women experience these life-shifting ideas. You can also watch the Goddess Power Show with Elizabeth Ann Atkins on YouTube. You'll find the link at thegoddesspowershow.com. While you're on the website, read the blog and see how Elizabeth's retreats can help you activate your female superpowers and make magic happen in your life. Enjoy her novels and don't miss her latest book, The Biss Tribe. Activating Your Goddess Power by Elizabeth Ann Atkins. Find it all at thegoddesspowershow.com. To rock your realm from a throne of power, wearing a crown of confidence to manifest your heart's greatest desires. Remember, Goddess, you have the power.